Staples.
All right. Let's see. My watch clock is not quite so 6 o'clock. There. All right. I call this meeting to order. Welcome, everyone. Will you stand, remove your caps, silence your phones, and join us in saying the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, Sally, would you call the roll?
Ernest? Here. Lindsman?
Here.
Moore? Here. Ringel?
Here.
Tigers?
Here.
Youngquist?
Here. All right, thank you. And now we need to approve the agenda, so I would take a motion.
So moved.
Oh, second. Okay. Fran, second by Elaine. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. We're going to have a little delay with the two that are on Zoom. So next we have some, quite a few consent items. Were there some you people would like to have questions?
Yeah, I'd like to about poll 18 and 20, please.
Poll 18 and
for separate consideration.
20 for separate consideration, okay. Any other questions or on the, any of the others? Nobody on Zoom?
I'll make a motion
okay, go ahead.
To approve 1 through 17, 19, and 21.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we got everybody? All right. And okay. So, did you have?
Yeah, 18 and 20. My understanding, just a little, they were late coming in and they have not had their fire inspection, if I'm correct.
Yes, they're both scheduled to be inspected later this week.
So we okay. just need to put that in as a clause that okay. Per their pacing inspection.
Pending
fire approval.
Successful. Okay.
Yeah, pending and passing.
Okay.
I don't see any problems with it, but
okay.
I
are you making that motion then?
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second from Isla. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Next for special event requests. First of all, we've got two lovely ladies from the library, Denisa and Allison, come to the podium and introduce yourselves, although I think everybody knows you, and tell us what you've got going.
Denisa Harris, I'm Allison Bryan, and we're really excited to reach our 4,000 reading challenges. This summer, we had a really successful summer reading program. So the reward for that is our end of summer library fun fest. It's going to be Sunday, September 24th. From 3 to 4 in our back alley behind the library. We would need the alley closed from 1 to 6 so we have safety while we set up and tear down. This is open to all. Anyone who participated, even if you didn't, we're having music, snow cones, cotton candy games, balloon animals, face painting, lots of fun. They did say because we were providing food for free, we were okay. There was nothing else we needed for that. We also notified in all the stores that were along the alley to let them know we were doing that. No one had any issues with closing the alley on that Sunday.
Right. Very good. Anybody have any questions?
I think the motion we accept this.
Okay, thank you, Elaine. Do I have a second from anyone?
Second.
Okay, thank you, Isla.
And you
all right. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Library events are always so fun and creative, and so thank you for all your work.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have an event, Marion Avenue Baptist Church, celebrating their 50th anniversary in September, and Michael Griswold is here to speak with us. Hi.
My name is Michael Griswold. I'm the pastor at Marion Avenue. There's two different events, kind of, but they asked us to put it together on the same event request. And so the first one is Saturday morning, just kind of a picnic on Central Park to celebrate our 50th anniversary. Each of our bus routes is picking a park where they visit and have an event there. And so our Washington route picks Central Park and would like to do just their picnic there. There'll be some games and giveaways. There will be a brief preaching time. That's why we like the sound system and everything from the bandstand. But we won't be closing any streets or anything for that part of the event. And then on the 24th, which is Sunday, just Sunday morning, up to 2 o'clock, I believe is what I put on there, 1:30 or 2 o'clock, we would close down Washington Boulevard right through our new building there from the corner of B, eastbound to Marion, maybe the travel portion and the center parking, just so we could set up some inflatables in the street there. And then I talked to JJ, I would take care of the barricades, and then obviously I would contact all the neighbors personally. There's not a whole lot there, the law office and everything there above the boutique there. So people live up there, but I'd contact all them personally and just let them know kind of what we were looking at. But that's kind of the gist of it.
Okay. Anybody have any questions? So the only parking, the street that's closed is Washington Boulevard, a block that's between South Marion and South Avenue B.
That's correct.
Okay.
It'd just be the eastbound part of that street. Obviously not the westbound, but the eastbound center parking, westbound would still be open for police, fire, whatever the case.
Okay. Great.
Did we get the certificate of insurance?
Yes, we received it today.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Bethany. All right. Would anyone like to make a motion?
I make a motion. We approve the Marion Avenue Baptist 50th anniversary celebration dates of September 23rd and 24th.
Thank you, Fran. Do I have a second?
Second. I'll second.
Okay. Well, I didn't have that one. All right. Thank you very much. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Next, we have the Corn Country Cruisers. They're coming to us for their 24 and 25 events. Wow, you're really on top of it.
Stan Dunbar, that's our president of the club, Deshaun Holdo from Toyota. Yeah. We like to use this for, I think we've done it for like 21 years in a row. I think most of you are pretty well aware of what we do. We use the inside, the east, south, and the west, and we use the whole north side of the square. And we put up our signs and tape it off and all that kind of thing. So, events are alcohol free, as you know. And we hand up, fly. Well, same thing we've done for, like I said, for a long, long time. I know some of you have been here. We do have music. We did apply for a BMI. Permit or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
They really just ignored us. We send them, we never hear back. We're too small for them. But anyway, we'd like to ask permission to use the square for the next 2 years. That'd be the second Saturday of May, June, July, and August.
Okay.
The PAW show is a totally separate entity. We help them that they have to apply to you guys themselves.
So okay.
We would like to use it again. Thank you.
All right.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. You got a motion.
I had some questions and discussion before we vote.
Okay.
So I had some complaints from some downtown businesses just about, how much parking is taking up by this event. I don't think the complaints were about the events in general, but there is another business on the square that has an event the second Saturday of June every year as well. They're on the east side of the square. So I don't know if there's any way we can have some sort of compromise so that they can have their parking needs met and you still have plenty of parking for your event as well. So I don't know if there's I don't know what the solution would be, but perhaps the east side would be filled up last or something for that particular event. I can give you the name of the business as well if the two of you want to coordinate directly.
I did talk to her this last summer, and we, as far as I know, worked it out. We just went ahead and did what we did, and to be honest with you, I did not see a parking problem with her event. She had that whole half of the east side, and we went over there and looked during our event, and there was parking on down there by Dino's and so on. Personally, I'm not trying to sound negative or anything about it, and that's fine, but I think I really didn't see a problem, to be honest with you. I mean, maybe she thought there was, but we didn't. we're certainly willing to meet with her again if she wants us to do that.
Okay. The business owner did say they still had parking concerns. I was out of town that day this summer, so I couldn't observe for myself. So I apologize for that. But sounds like the two of you have been in communication. So I would just ask that you stay in communication with business.
I'll be happy to talk to her.
Okay. I think there's plenty of parking. We just need to make sure everyone has their needs met. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for bringing that up. Any more questions or a motion?
No, I didn't motion it. Oh, we had the motion.
We already had the motion. Oh, that's right. And we had a second?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Same sign? Okay. All right. Thank you. Next is Jazz It Up and the Tipsy Travelers Fall Open House and Anniversary on September 7th. And I don't think there's anybody here to talk about this, but this is for just four parking spots to reserve for that the drink truck in front of Jazz It Up on the south side of the square. Anybody have any concerns or questions?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Ala. Second from Elaine. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Both same sign? Okay. Next is JT Sips, Junk and Sisters Shop Hop on September 15th. And let's see. And this is outside of Purposefully You, so not directly on the square, but how many, what was there? They
request to park in front of that Purposefully You as they have in the past.
Okay.
With their service window facing the sidewalk and not the
street. So it's just right in front of the business.
Right.
Okay.
It always seemed to go well before. I've been by a few times. So.
Okay. All right. Anybody have a question or want to make a motion?
Motion to approve.
All right. Thank you, Bethany. And second to Elaine. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign? Okay, got it. All right. Next is the nuisance report. Hello. Pop right up there. Welcome. Thanks, Anna.
My name is Anna Dua, code enforcement officer. Most of you have had some dealing with this so far. So just in review of the past month, we've had 39 closed cases for nuisances, 10 that are currently open as per the sheet. Some of them have been closed in the past couple days. And the one pending on here is currently being worked on because the property owner has been having a few issues. And then we did abate two properties. Any questions?
Which were the ones that you abated?
The two that we abated were 1512 North 2nd and that. The other one was 615 East Tyler.
Were those
are both grass and weed issues.
Were those on the closed list?
They were typically before, but the abatement was done in the past.
Okay. All right. Anyone else have any questions for Anna?
No, good job.
Yep.
Keep it up.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And claims, did you receive any
presentation?
Oh, I keep skipping over this. Okay.
There might not be any, but we have.
I know, but yeah, we have to do it. So next is presentation from the public. And is there anybody online or here that would like to speak to council? We'd be happy to hear you. Okay, I don't see anybody around the corner or under the chairs or anything. So, all right, thank you. I don't know why I keep skipping over that one. Next is claims. And Deanna, did you get any questions about anything?
I had one question on the Cintas on the front page. It says teleservice for Cintas under the police, and it actually should have been put under fire, not police. So we will make that change before we print the check tomorrow.
So which one? Oh,
Cintas Corporation. Oh. And it says teleservice for 8787. It actually should have been fire, not police.
Okay. All right. Good catch. Anything else? Anybody else have any questions right now for?
Make a motion to approve claims from September 2023.
Thank you, Fran. Do I have a second? Second by Elaine. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Opposed? Same sign? Okay. Let's move on to our new business. First is discussion and consideration of a resolution supporting a grant application to the Washington County Riverboat Foundation for a fire engine.
Excellent.
And we had a, Brendan was here, I think, that maybe a meeting, a couple meetings ago, and talked about this. And the plan, does anyone have any questions or?
I'll make a motion that we accept this resolution to support the grant application.
Okay. Second from Fran. And we need to have a voice vote on this one.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Tigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Okay. Number two, discussion and consideration of a resolution accepting the West Buchanan Street paving and reconstruction project as completed.
Quick question. Buchanan, weeds, everybody happy with the way the yards are put back? Mm-hmm.
We've been watering, we've been providing water, and we've been also giving breaks on water, on the water bills for the people that are watering themselves. I know the one property owner plans to stop watering theirs in the middle of this month. The one, he's not very happy. It's water grass coming up. It just hasn't been a good year, but
it's not a good
watering.
But we've done our due diligence.
Yeah, we've done our due diligence. We've given them credits. We've watered.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to hear.
Your water grass, because
he's watered it too much. Is that what that means? Oh, nope. Oh, well, then I'll tell him that when I
come
call him.
Back
yeah. Well, I'm sure he'd be happy to hear that.
Well, they call it water grass.
Oh, well.
It was wetlands.
Yeah, right.
Maybe not. Okay, all righty. So, I mean, that was a good question. Thank you for asking that. Anybody would like to make the rest of the
motion?
Thank you, Elaine. Do I have a second?
Yes.
Second from Fran. And Bethany, or Bethany, Sally, would you call me?
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Tigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Okay. And now discussion of pay application number 13 for the West Buchanan project to DeLong Construction for $30,000.
Motion to approve.
Okay.
Okay, all those in favor? Nope. Oh, it's just we don't have to. Okay, yeah. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Sorry, opposed. Same sign. Okay. Yeah, I get a mix up on that. Okay. And then next is the resolution approving a tax task order with Veenstra and Kim for the Wellness Park Improvements Phase 2 Master Plan. So this is for them to give us a master plan to, so we can.
Just for phase two though, right?
Just for phase two, right.
Which we know, you guys already approved.
Already got,
this is just the formality of it. Now we have the.
And make a motion, we approve the resolution approving entry to a task order for V&K Inc. for the Wellness Park Improvements Phase 2 Master Plan.
Thank you.
Second.
Thanks, Bethany. And Sally, would you call that?
Moore?
Roll.
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Tigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Moving on to the next one, which is another agreement with Venstra. Is it Venstra or Veenstra?
Veenstra.
Veenstra. Must be Dutch or something. To approve into a master professional services agreement, which I understand we have with some of our other companies. So Deanna, maybe you can like explain what this is a little bit.
Sure. Okay, so by us doing this, it kind of gives us top priority with Veenstra. If we need something, you know, if Keith has something that he wants us them to look at, or JJ, it kind of, then we don't have to go through the process of hiring an engineer. We can go to them. They will help us. We already have one of these with Fox. So it just kind of gives us higher priority and get quicker service if we have one of these in place. Okay. Any other questions by anybody?
It doesn't cost us to have this.
No, it's, no, they will charge us just like they've been charging us.
Something to look at when we ask them to do something, we're going to get charged.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. We still have to pay for this.
That's a very good plan to have.
Yeah.
But we have it right in front of us.
Yep. I make a motion we approve this resolution approving the entering into a master professional service agreement with DNK Inc.
All right. Thank you, Fran. Second by Elaine.
First name.
That's why you say DNK. Right. Yeah. And Sally, would you call the roll?
Rendell?
Yes.
Tigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Linsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Dunquist?
Yes. All right. Now, the next one is, page. And this is the resolution approving entering into a contract with Reed Construction for the Library Makerspace project. And you want to speak any, give us any information?
I don't think I have anything
new. Okay.
You all approved the award of the bid to Reed Construction during the last meeting. So this is just the next step in this process. We're getting awarded a contract sent to them so that they can get started with the project.
Yeah, it's exciting. Does anyone have any questions?
I'll make the motion to approve this resolution entering into contract with Reconstruction LLC for the Washington Public Library Makerspace.
Thank you, Elaine.
Second.
And second by Isla. Thank you very much. And Sally, would you call the roll?
Tigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Linsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Rendell?
Yes.
Dunquist?
Yes.
Thank you. And we're excited to get started.
And so they're going to get started. And do you have a target date for completion or anything like that?
I've seen their kind of drafted schedule. They're still waiting to get some information back from their sub on whether products are available or not. If every is available, they're looking at getting started probably in the middle of this month and being done with construction or the project in the middle of January.
Okay.
So again, that's it. Don't hold me to that.
Okay.
That's if everything is well and everything is available.
Well, we hope so. Very exciting project. Thank you so much for all your work.
And we do have our pre-construction meeting Thursday.
On Thursday.
Yeah. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the question on your meeting Thursday, and that's why we're still on the subject, is this going to be handicap accessible?
Okay. Oh, yeah, because there's an elevator.
I think that's got to be said so people hear it.
Oh, yeah.
The reason why I said that, we don't forget them.
That elevator.
Mm-hmm. There's an elevator.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Okay, let's move on to number 7, which is a discussion consideration of a resolution setting a public hearing for the voluntary annexation of certain projects. Properties on 250th Street, which is to me is old Highway 92.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And let's see, you sent out a map and
yep.
I ran that off, but here it is.
I highlighted the three properties that are going to be annexed.
Anyone have any questions?
Voluntary, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the properties is already on our sewer.
Yes, the middle one, the one that's the 2001 ending, they are already connected to our city sewer because there was an issue with our septic years ago or something. And so we ran sewer to them. So they're already on our city sewer.
And the other two properties are not requesting sewer hookups at this time? Just
fine.
Okay.
Hmm.
But if their septics ever go bad, yes. The DNR will require the hookup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they do know that. We discussed all of that when we met with them.
Okay. All right. Okay. Who would like to make a motion?
Motion to approve the resolution setting public hearing for the voluntary annexation of certain property.
All right, thank you, Isla. Who'd like to second?
Second,
Fran. And this is resolution, so Sally, do you call the roll?
Ernest?
Yes.
Lindman?
Yes.
Mount?
Yes.
Ringel?
Yes.
Evers?
Yes.
Youngblood?
Yes. Okay. Next is number 8, resolution closing a portion of South 3rd Avenue, which between East Jefferson and what East Washington Street.
Right behind us.
Right behind, yes. Yep. We know where it is, hopefully. Okay.
What's the penalty questions? For driving on a road like comments? That?
What's that? What'd you say, Fran?
If we do this, what's the penalty for somebody driving through there?
There isn't one.
Get a ticket?
Parking lot. Yeah. It's sort of like cutting through somebody's parking lot to get back to the road. There really isn't.
It's just a formality, but it would still
discourage
it.
But I'm going to be guilty of this because it's a habit for me to come through there. I'm sorry. I just
pretended you're coming to the city hall.
And I don't want to break the law.
We can't vacate the road because there's utilities in there and we have to move them.
Okay. But we're just trying to discourage it.
Right.
And they're going to be some signage put up.
Yeah, so we are getting signs that say no through traffic, authorized city personnel only from the prison. And
most of the people will follow that.
Yeah, and they're going to be red and white. So hopefully that gets people's attention.
Mm-hmm.
I think the painting on the concrete will help as well. The pictures look like that will be effective.
Hopefully, yeah.
Make a motion that we approve this resolution of closing that portion of South 3rd Avenue between Jefferson and Washington.
Thank you, Elaine. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Ivan. And is this also trying to discourage people from walking there?
Oh, no.
We can't do anything about that.
About vehicles.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really wish people wouldn't walk down through there because you have to really watch when you're backing out and stuff.
Yeah.
But especially in the morning and in the afternoon when school gets out.
Yep, that's true. Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Sally, would you call the roll?
Lindman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Ringel?
Yes.
Tigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yeah.
Youngquist?
Yes. All right. Number 9, discussion and consideration awarding the Washington 2023 sidewalk repair contract. DCJ. Any questions?
How did the bids come into the number we were thinking? That wasn't clear. How do they compare to the number that we were planning on earlier in the summer?
I mean, the third bid was probably closer to what we are expecting it to be.
So it came in under.
Oh, it came in very, a lot lower than what we were anticipating.
Great.
DCJ, now, where are they from? Who are they?
They're right here in Washington.
Yeah, they're right here in Washington.
Okay.
And we're wanting to award this to them.
They're the low bid.
I understand they're the low bid, but we're also struggling with them running a business from their home and numerous complaints about their parking.
There's two work trucks and a truck with a trailer parked there right now because I went by before I came here.
So I have a problem with that.
Oh. Is this the home near the football field?
No.
We have like three different other properties out for running the business with parking on the street. So they are one of them. So it should be two separate issues. We're going to have to talk to them before we sign the contract and say they're going to have to stop that.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I would vote in favor of this with the stipulation that they have to follow our code. If they can't follow our code, are they going to follow our code doing work for us?
Mm-hmm.
That I have a real problem with that.
And Deanna and I talked about this, and we,
I mean, Keith will Keith be is overseeing gonna, this.
Yeah, and I,
you know, and
like we're still rewarding bad behavior with,
I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah, and so I have a problem with that. So, that.
And we have not worked with them, this company, before.
Yes, once.
And once? What was that for?
Sidewalks.
And they
did the little park there behind the middle school.
And they Madison quit park. Parking on the street temporarily, and then they went right back to it. And so I have a problem with that. They're banning their, you know, well, I'll apply for a short time and then I don't have to. That's not the way it works.
There's no space for off street parking there.
Yeah, I know. Uh-huh. So they're gonna have to move out of there. Like I said, I gotta check the date on that. There's it's either getting close, so they're trying to appeal.
So how do we move on with this?
I think we would do the bid. And then we're going to have to take care of the other issue right away, too.
Okay.
And then we'll tell them if they move their cart back, they're just going to get cited right away.
Okay.
So, okay. And we will have talked to them about, you know, you are working with the city, you have to.
They're held to a higher standard.
Right. Exactly.
It's just the way it is.
And they did the Madison Park work, the sidewalks and that?
They do good work.
Yeah, it
seems to be good. I agree with Lane.
Yeah, right.
You can't reward a kid with candy bar after he's already had his hand in cookie jar.
Okay. So how do we would want to word this in a special way, or
well,
how would you suggest?
Yeah, I would just do the bid and then
we'll
talk to him.
And then we'll let them do
it. Deanna and I will take care of the other issues.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Who would like to make a motion? Did we make a motion on this?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to accept this bid for the sidewalks.
From DCJ?
From DCJ Concrete.
DJ?
As Deanna and Kevin will be speaking with them.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Yes.
Grant, thank you. And this is... Is this a resolution? So, okay, Sally, would you call the roll?
Moore?
Yes.
Langell?
Yes.
Tigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yeah.
Lindstrom?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Okay. And so then we'll let Kevin and Deanna handle the rest. Thank you. All right, number 10, discussion and consideration of a resolution.
Millie, I have one question the previous item.
Sure, go ahead.
So if I remember right, the letters that went out to homeowners said that the city would reimburse $4 per square foot. So does that mean the property owners are only paying 50 cents to $1 per square foot? Am I interpreting that correctly?
I think it's 50% or 50%. Because we still will only reimburse what we are going to reimburse. We won't reimburse. I mean, they won't get basically for free. Keith and I talked about this, and I don't remember exactly what he said, but I'm assuming we are not going to basically give them the $4 and they only have to pay 50 cents.
So we would split the cost or something. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Sounds pretty good. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think we would just want to be cognizant of what would our policy be if the bids came in way higher than anticipated. Would we still pay 50% or would we cap it at $4? Maybe we want to clarify that language for next year's program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good idea. Okay, any more questions on that topic? Thank you, Bethany. Number 10, this is approving a quote for the Bartholo roof project.
I think some of us would like to pull that because we have concerns about the house, about the future of the house, about the idea of going ahead with the roof right now. I know a bad roof will continue to cause problems, but we've not looked at the house and it's empty, I take it now.
Mm-hmm.
we don't want to throw money, good money after bad, I guess, mm-hmm. is what maybe we're thinking. I don't know.
Okay. I look at the property. It's a nuisance property. There are all of those buildings out there. We wouldn't allow a landlord to rent that house at this point because of the buildings that are out there. I think we're held to a higher standard. And are we in the business of being landlords? At this point, Shirley Piper's house, it's going to be moving down the road. Maybe it's time we move ours on down the road, clean up that property and get it ready for development in the future. Would our money be better off spent cleaning the property up, letting the house move on down the road? We're city, we're not landlords. And it's not, we really need to look at, it needs new flooring. Would we get quality renters in there? We don't need a headache. We don't, and do we have a budget?
Whatever you guys want to do.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. that's fine.
I was just thinking, if we decide to keep it, then before we rent it out, we do need to stick some money after it because that absolutely. Work is horrible. And the front porch is a safety hazard.
Absolutely.
And so maybe we should plan a tour of the house before mm-hmm. an upcoming meeting then, and then we can decide what we want to do.
Yeah.
Because I do have interested people in renting if we do decide to move down that road again. And I was just thinking, okay, we spend this kind of money, but then we rent it out and because we don't know what the real future plans are for that area. And if we rented it for another 3, 4, 5 years, I'm just thinking of the rent we could have and you know, that would go for the development of whatever we're planning to do. So.
But in all fairness, we are held to a higher standard. We're mm-hmm. trying to clean up our own rentals. So we all have to think about the cost of the renovation to do it, mm-hmm. the cost to clean up that property to make it safe, and the headache, and how long will it take for us to recoup that? Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying right or wrong, but we really need to think about, we need to get it fully, we need to really think about this from all angles of the cost.
Mm-hmm. I think once we look at it, we'll have a better idea. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure we can get enough rent to make the upgrades feasible, perhaps. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we haven't looked at it. We need to look.
Absolutely.
If we could do that, thank you.
Okay, so I will plan that for the first meeting in October.
Clean your coat.
Yeah.
Could be cool.
You never know.
You never know.
50 or 90.
Yeah.
Anybody else have any other similar comments? Yeah. That's a good point. Anybody else have any other comments on that, on this idea?
I agree with what Isla and Elaine said. It'd be nice to see the property and decide if the investments are worth the mm-hmm. trade-off.
Okay. All right. So we will just table this item. Or just
how long has it been vacant? Sorry to interrupt.
Let's just not take any action because it doesn't have to stay on. Okay.
Yep.
How long has it been? How long has it been empty? Do we know?
Almost a year.
Just shy of a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it was like December.
So it's not rental.
But that roof looks terrible. Like it has holes in it.
Yeah, I don't think it had been looked at the whole time it was rented before. We never went in the house at all ever. And it's sad.
Okay. Sure. Okay. But touring it would be a good idea. So you think in October?
Yeah, would that work?
Good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is next month. Okay. All right. And discussion consideration of the paving extension for a storage area for W3 construction. This is out of the business park.
Okay, so I can give a little heads up. So this property is the one that we actually sold to furniture distributors. And then I don't know what happened there. Nobody seems to know what happened, but then they ended up selling the property to W3. And now they are going to put up this amazing building, but they're just asking for an extension on paving the back storage area. So they will pave the driveway, they will pave the front parking area. They just want an extension on paving the back storage area.
Mm-hmm. You put gravel back there?
Yeah, yes, they'll have gravel back there. They just mm-hmm. want a little extra time to actually pave it.
That'd be cost a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So W3 Construction, that is a building company or construction company?
Yeah, they're located or out on Highway 1.
Oh, that's right. That's
the
right.
Plan. You come out of West.
Where the old nursery.
Where the nursery used to be, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
I would say that would be okay. I mean, we've done it for somebody else out there.
Yes.
It's not on the public part, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Will you want to put that into a motion?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Isla.
Second.
And a second from Elaine. Anybody else have any other comments or discussion?
I will draft a formal paperwork so that saying that, and then I'll bring it back to you guys at the next meeting.
Okay. All right. This is, we need to vote on this. Do we vote?
Yep.
Sorry.
And voice vote. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And those opposed, same sign. Okay, the ayes have it. All right. It does look like a nice big building. Okay, next is the discussion about the Woodlawn Cemetery fence. And we have Zach here. Hello.
How is it doing?
We're good. Great. Yeah.
How are you doing, Zach?
Good. Thanks. Good to see you too.
Uh-huh.
So the fence project, we have, I believe we've done 300 feet on the north side of that east fence and had looked at replacing the rest of it to the south corner. This bid, I went down there, you can see this fence from Van Buren and D, and right at that corner where it ends on the southeast corner of Woodlawn would be coming off of Van Buren heading towards D. Mm-hmm. Right there at the Boot Hill Ranch,
mm-hmm.
is their front yard area.
Mm-hmm.
This bid includes coming that corner and going just past that Boot Hill Ranch area.
Mm-hmm.
That fence there is really poor and is very visible. So I did increase some footage on it. It also only includes, there's an opening on that southeast corner for us to get our lawnmowers through,
mm-hmm.
and our
mm-hmm.
gator. And then I think people walk through it.
Uh-huh. I walked through there.
So there's no gate, but there's a plan to keep that open, that small piece there. That way it's easier for our mowers to get to Woodlawn instead of going several more blocks around.
Okay.
Yeah, so
that's very good. I'm very happy that finally it's going to get looking nicer down there because it's sad.
Yes, yeah. And I will probably come back to you with the rest of the fence, possibly looking at doing maybe some high tensile, like just farm property fence on the rest of it to the west, because that fence is really poor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Old field fence, and it's laying down and the posts are bent.
Yeah.
It's just unsightly.
But the gift fund, you have plenty of money in the gift fund for this.
I believe this was a budgeted
yes,
item.
We did budget for it.
We budget.
Okay. But I believe what I brought to you, the lowest bid with them, is a couple hundred dollars
yeah,
over
I
that
I think
amount.
We had $6,500 actually okay. budgeted.
Okay.
And so I believe I went over, which I normally don't do, but I was kind of stretching numbers, seeing how much I could get out of them, and mm-hmm. I was surprised at their quote,
mm-hmm.
to be honest.
And so it's going to take it around the corner.
Yes, ma'am. Like, so that the fence, the entire east fence from the main gate to the southeast corner
mm-hmm.
would be new.
Mm-hmm.
And then that there would be about 100 feet, actually just shy of 100 feet, that would go back west.
Mm-hmm.
So all along behind those houses.
Yeah, it will just go virtually the depth of that, the yard where the Boot Hill Ranch is, where we were thinking of possibly raised garden beds and
right.
So it would just virtually go in that far.
Okay.
Yeah. Just around the corner there.
Okay.
So I make a motion that we go ahead and accept this consideration for the fence.
I'll second.
All right. Thank
I
you.
Also had a question.
Okay. Go ahead.
You ladies first.
Okay. Sorry, Fran. I'm just looking at the map to try and figure out exactly where the fence is on the south side. So it looks like we have the lane that's within the cemetery, and then there's like an old lane just south of that. Does the fence run, fence line run between those two?
Yes,
lanes?
Right alongside that. That outside lane you're seeing is the driveway into that farm, the farm access into that field.
Mm-hmm.
and it runs on the south side of the Woodlawn property, of the Woodlawn fence.
So the fence would be north of the old driveway or south of it?
Yes, and looking in that bottom corner, it'd be north of it.
Okay, trying to think. Sorry.
That driveway in there, that is the field access virtually to that, that field, property there.
Just thinking about our discussions to have the trail run through there eventually, and hopefully the community garden next year, we want to make sure the fence is in the proper place. So that sounds like it makes sense. Thank you.
Yes, it would be in the same location the fence is now for Woodlawn. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Do we need to vote on this?
Question.
Oh, yes, sorry, Fran.
I noticed there's like 45% difference in the two beds. Yeah. Are we still going to get the same quality fence in that lower bed?
So they're the original people that have installed that first section.
Okay.
And this is both for residential grade. That's a residential grade chain link fence, which was saving us cost because we don't, it's not a heavy traffic area.
Right.
I believe is why we originally went with the residential fence and trying to keep the cost down.
Okay.
That second company, DNN, I believe, fencing, they had issued a bid previously that was
right around
way closer to. Yeah. So I wondered how that got botched when I was like,
what? Maybe they do a lot of work. They may be busy.
So they just didn't want the bid.
And it's a small job, and it wasn't a commercial or a commercial bid. So then So I don't know if we messed that up, but it says in its bid it's residential fencing and all the same material. So that's I was very surprised at the inflated bid.
I know.
It just kind of
that
pops out at everybody.
It did us too.
What?
called me and said, "Hey, I emailed it. Let me know."
Makes me wonder what the guy from Tim was doing.
Right.
That's all I had. I'm good with everything on it.
Okay. Actually,
I can't answer why it was that much more. I'm not sure.
All right.
I appreciate that.
Do we need to vote on this? Yes. Mm-hmm. And we may have motion in a second, right?
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The ayes have it. We have a fence. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. All right. Discussion and consideration of accepting the city clerk's resignation. We are all sad. We will miss you. You've done a great job. And this is,
it's been a pleasure working with you, Sally.
Difficult.
I wish you well in your future and your
new
plans.
And she still gets to coach. My grandson,
right?
Mm-hmm. Staying local.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, she's staying in town.
I'm not going anywhere.
Working from my home. Yeah, so you still be involved with soccer? Or...
Yes.
Okay.
Got to get her on some city committees.
That's what we need you on that soccer issue.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll keep
also,
you on some.
You do well with that also.
We'll get you on some city committees.
Down the road.
Yeah.
We don't have to vote on this, do we?
Yeah, we do have to vote on it, I think. Somebody has to make the motion.
I'll make a motion that we accept this resignation.
Oh, actually, we do have to vote on it.
Okay. Thank you. And who would like to second?
Go ahead.
No, second. Yes.
Okay. And Ida will second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, same sign. Although we can't keep her. Okay. Thank you. Let's see. We've got the third and final reading of the ordinance establishing a downtown vacant building registration process and a code of ordinances of the city of Washington. So this will be the third reading. And
I make a motion we approve the third and final reading of ordinance number 2023, ordinance creating chapter 158.
All right. Thank you, Fran. Do I have a second?
Second.
Yeah.
Bethany, I'll let you second it. And would you call the roll?
Rangel?
Yes.
Segers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Okay. Then one more thing, a discussion and of the setting fees relating to this vacant building registration process. And that was last page or so. No, not quite. Yes. Anybody have any questions about that? The fees are 25, which includes the inspection. And there is a penalty, but it's not assessed until 2 months after that due date of January 1st. And it says may be this penalty. So it doesn't like
have to. They don't have to, but
it is there.
It is there.
If they don't follow through.
You recommend?
Yeah, he's reviewed this. We've worked together.
I did some checking on fees around, and there are some really high fees and then some low fees.
Yeah, some cities like charge $100 or $200.
$250 on the one I saw.
Gee. Fran, did you have a question?
My question is, what does it normally take to do an inspection of any establishment on average?
It all depends on the building. It depends on the size. It just depends. I mean, a half an hour to an hour. I mean, like our rental inspections that we do, it just depends on the structure and, you know, how many deficiencies they find. And
my question, the question behind that is $25 fair to the city? If we're paying somebody $25 an hour and it takes them 3 hours to inspect it, we just lost $50.
And we talked about that in our committee meetings, but we didn't want to make it, to start out, we didn't want to make it to be a large, you know, burden on someone. Mm-hmm. So $25 seems...
If they own a building, that's a problem. They got money.
Building owners were or the property owners on the committee were comfortable with the amount. To their point, if it's a vacant building, it's not earning any revenue for them. I would suggest we go with the fees proposed here. And if we find that we're spending a lot more time and need to increase the fee in the future, we can always change that via resolution.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's why we put it as a separate.
Yeah.
Thing, because we could review this every year, you know, mm-hmm. or in a year, and then if we want to increase it, you know, mm-hmm. we could.
Yep.
Deanna, do we need to change the word inspection since we were careful to avoid that in the actual ordinance? Yeah. On-site evaluation, I think, is the phrase we used.
Yes.
You mean includes an annual on-site review instead of inspection? Yeah.
That was a thing in the committee. They didn't want that inspection in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I will make that change.
So it's not a one-time fee. It's $25 every year.
Every year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every year.
And this is only for the downtown.
Downtown.
Right. Just the downtown.
It's not like the whole
city.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, we need some vacant buildings taken down.
I'll make a motion that we accept this with the change of on-site evaluation.
Second.
All right. Thank you, Elaine. Thank you, Bethany. Let's see. We need a voice. Roll call. Thank you.
Steigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Dunquist?
Yes. All right. Okay. That takes, and now we're into old business, but I've been told we're not ready to do the handbook, and the voluntary severance thing is making progress.
We are hopefully next meeting. We're wordsmithing the agreement now.
Can we go back to the employee handbook? Just wondering if we can untable it and then just say, I mean, we've got a lot of things on our plate now with having to hire. And this is a project. This isn't really something that we can just change. And I think we need to put it away for a while. And how do we handle that?
Yeah.
I think you can untable it and then just say
no action
until we'll bring it back up at a later date.
Okay. I like that. So then we don't have to keep it on.
Motion that we untable this.
Right. Okay. Motion and second. Any more discussion, questions? All right. And this is a resolution, so we need to call the roll, don't we?
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist.
Yes. Okay. So now we can.
I make a motion that we take no action at this time on rewriting the employee handbook.
Okay. That's good. Do I have a second to that?
Yes.
Thank you.
Because in all reality, it might be next year. With everything.
Just so we don't forget about it.
Right.
And we don't keep seeing them.
Right, exactly.
So now is that just a voice vote or is that a... Okay. So all those in favor of taking no action at this time, say yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, say same sign. Okay. I threw one at you, didn't I? Okay. Okay. Great. Time for departmental reports. Jim, do you have anything for us?
Well, a few things. Uneventful start to the school year, so that's
good. Thing. And,
no parking areas and pickup drop off seem to be going well. So that's helpful for us. Thank you to those of you that went to Officer Schneider's Academy graduation on the 18th. He's back and on the schedule doing his post Academy field training, and Officer Frazee started last week, and so he's completed week one of his 16 weeks.
Wow.
All right. At the end of the year, we back up to full staff.
Fantastic. Thank you. Okay. City Attorney, Kevin.
Reporting, like, we had one Board of Adjustment meeting last Monday that concerned at-home businesses with parking issues that have been in front of the council before. And then I've got three municipal infractions pending, for one for the fireworks guy and two for nuisance properties that are pending.
Very good. You got the great work.
Yeah, keep
pushing. I've gotten praise for the progress we have made.
Yeah. Good. That's good to hear that. Okay, Deanna, do you have anything?
I don't really have anything. The only thing I want to mention is you guys should all drive up to the Wellness Park as the place that is up.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks awesome. So, yeah, it's nice to have that part done.
Right. I went there and looked after the meeting this morning, and they're going to pour rocks and then pour all the whatever.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Foam. Well, no, it's not foam. I don't know what
it's like. Rubber.
Rubber. That's it.
Yeah.
Poured in
rubber surface.
Yeah. Poured in place. So
that'll be awesome.
Poured in place rubber.
Quite large.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Let's just keep going around the table. Fran, what do you got for us?
Couple of things. One thing, Chief, the thing that may have helped out the parking there at Lincoln up front is we don't open the west gate anymore after school. We just open the north gate and the east gate. So the kids have to go out that way. So the parents have no reason to park up in front of the school anymore. Thought that might help out a little bit. I was trying to get someone to do that. And now that I'm the lead janitor, I can do a few other things that I kind of like to do. The other thing I've got a really big nuisance with 325 South Madison. I get every day three or four people telling me this place either has to burn down or just go away.
325 East Madison.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, East Madison.
It's
I think he's working.
Or West Madison.
I think he's
West Madison?
West Madison. West Madison. Sorry. West Madison.
East.
It's across from the middle school.
Yeah.
East. There's constantly bikes. There's a trampoline out on the sidewalk.
Oh.
I mean, people are just.
It's on our list.
It's at the
corner of North and Madison. These people need to go away. They're total. It's like having the captain table just move two blocks.
Yeah. It's being worked.
It's a total eyesore.
Yeah.
It's on our list. We're watching it, and we're very aware.
And I've actually called the safety center two or three times because they got the kids playing in the street, running around cars, playing tag in the street. And that's like stupid, but there's only one way to fix that. Let's eliminate it.
All right. Anything else?
I think that's all I had for my notes. I came up to the meeting. I didn't have anything before I came in.
All right. I don't have a lot, but the Hotel Motel Committee, we just received today are the final designs for the Welcome to Washington signs that we are applying for a grant to the Riverboat Foundation through the Chamber of Commerce, because that Hotel Motel Committee is kind of a joint committee between the chamber and the community and the city. And so hopefully we'll get some good news in November about that. Nothing else really, although August seemed to be kind of slow, but I think things are going to pick up here in September with everything starting again. So I don't have anything other than that. Great.
Well, I've been gone, and I was sad that I missed the graduation for Officer Schneider, but congratulations. Super proud of him, and welcome him to our police force. I want to congratulate also the conviction of the couple that the horrendous sexual abuse. It shows that we will not stand for sexual abuse in this town. And I commend our police force and all who help bring those people to justice. Pause and more. We are having a huge garage sale at my house. I'm taking donations if you want to drop them off. The 16th, we will be running a garage sale out of my house, and any donations to raise money for Pause and More. Again, we helped Iowa City handle those dogs. And previous to that, we took in 4 dogs that had been tied to a lane in horrible shape and have taken extensive vet care to bring them back to health. Still working on them. They're not eligible for adoption because of the care that they need. So we're taking donations of furniture, funds, anything, baby clothes. I've already started a garage full, and we will be running that 2 days.
Very good. Good to know that. Hiya.
Chambers Fall Craft Sale is Saturday. Ours exciting. It's the large one of the year. And then I think it's a citywide garage sale also. So
one
chance to really collect some things you may or may not need. It's pretty quiet in the neighborhood with school starting and a few more people running and walking with children, which is great. And so hope for the best.
All right.
Things are good. And yes, kudos for the legal work on the sex offender couple. And I know from experience, we have great officers who are very, very, very good with dealing with the public just in day-to-day stuff. Mm-hmm. So appreciate that very much.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now we move online. I almost forgot you guys. So Ivan, you have anything?
Not much, just sidewalk looks good over here on East Main. I think they're getting close to finishing up. Just need some grass or seed. Other than that, I don't have much.
Okay. Bethany?
Yeah, I got some comments about the handicap parking situation on the square. I will email out the photo that was shared with me. Someone has concerns about it's a bit difficult to explain with words, but the angled parking makes it difficult for folks who need to use a wheelchair lift to get out of their vehicle to exit. Again, I'll send around some pictures. I don't know what we can do since we have angled parking everywhere around the square, but I think it's something for to be aware of, especially as we're considering potential streetscape expansion. And then another comment related to handicap parking. Someone shared concerns about when we have events downtown and close off a lot of the parking around the square, we're taking away some of the handicap spots. So their suggestion was that we make some like temporary handicap signs on like a stand that we could move and turn some non-handicap parking spaces into handicap spaces when we have events downtown. I don't know what the legality of like moving handicap spots around is, but seemed like that solution was worth considering. So again, I'll send a picture to the rest of council about the concerns with both parking.
Okay. Any comment on that?
What was that?
I just asked if Kevin was looking thoughtful. I wondered if he had any idea.
I gotta, you do that, I think they gotta be bigger than just one stall though, because they have to have the, it has to be two stalls to block off for, so they can have the lift there, obviously. So we'd have to think about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Even just moving other temporary.
Yeah, I don't. Single. As long as we have the, we have to have the sign there, it's not enforceable at all. So you can't.
Oh.
But we'd have to have, I think you'd have to block off two spots for one handicap spot, just so you had the space for the lift.
Oh.
But I think the, as long as you have the upright sign, the signs on the concrete aren't enforceable.
Oh, and the ones that are painted on?
Yeah, they're not enforceable.
Oh. Hmm. Okay.
Get that to sign.
I also had two complaints too about the speed of the traffic downtown and the fact that so many people aren't stopping at stop signs. It's becoming a real scary issue for me.
Specific to the square, Isla, or where downtown?
Well, the complaints I was told was about downtown. And also the big pickups that barely let you get through.
Yeah.
I've gotten a lot of complaints about the long pickups. Yeah.
There is a lot of speed down there though. And mm-hmm. And as I mentioned before, at South Iowa and Madison, I've had two vehicles ahead of me turn left on red. So
I've seen plenty of rolling stops too.
Yeah. So it's
I don't think you want to go with
citizens arrest. I know. It's always something. All right. Well,
the other item I wanted to raise was I hope everyone saw the article in the Gazette from a couple weekends ago where Isabella and Ed Santoro were featured for their work with the Northside Diner or Old Wingas Cafe. The article was, what's the title here? Some small towns working to shrink smart. So it's talking about how small towns can basically encourage folks to stay in town through quality of life improvements. I mm-hmm. thought there were some interesting points raised in the article. So maybe I'll send a link around to folks. If you haven't seen it, it'd be worth a read.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I had. So it's hard to read the room, but are we good to close off?
Yes, you can close us off.
Okay, motion to adjourn.
All right, second by Fran. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
And that button, I don't know how to do it.